ever. My faith, no, never. My faith, it's my voice. You may change.
Hello, brothers and sisters around the globe. This is IRB English Radio, the program to my brother. Please accept our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
But never, my faith, no, never. My faith, it's my voice. You may chain both my hands, but never my soul, no, never. My soul, it's my voice.
You know what made me really interested in the history of Karbala and the whole, you know, history, and also the great tragedy that took place? The story of, you know, loyalty and loyal characters and personalities in this tragedy. You know that the story and the history of these great personalities, you know, never get old or die over time. Of course, acquiring a loyalty is not, you know, happening once or in no time. And loyal personalities are, you know, not many. And among all of these loyal characters, there is a common feature. They stand certainly for the right of others, and they stand for the true path of living. In this program today, let me point to a great companion and follower of Imam al-Hussein, you know, named the Habib of Hussein. Let's, you know, talk about some features, you know, attributed to Habib. He was a pious and a devout, you know, man and personality. He practiced all the time virtues and observed the divine rules carefully. And one important point about Habib is that, you know, he had the whole book of Islam, Quran, in his memory completely. And, of course, he has spent, you know, every night in worship and supplication to Allah the Almighty. And in his, you know, life, he lived a simple and a clean life. He was, you know, very much uninterested in material world, and he was so pious that no matter, you know, how much money or, you know, security offers, you know, he received, he rejected them all, and he said that, okay, we will, you know, have no excuse to make to the Prophet of Allah if we are alive and the son of Prophet is oppressed and killed. So this sermon shows that how much Habib was separated, you know, mentally and religiously and ethically from this physical world. And it shows that how much he was loyal to his master, to his imam of the time, Imam al-Hussein. And, you know, this great personality has a very, you know, dignified position to Imam al-Hussein. And also, when we read the story of Karbala, we will find out how much he was really helpful and how much he was an important character among the followers of Imam al-Hussein. So let me tell you about, you know, Habib. You know, Habib ibn Mazahir was about the same age as Imam al-Hussein. You know, they were childhood friends. And in the plain of Karbala, Imam al-Hussein, you know, called no one for help. This is very important, except his childhood friend, Habib ibn Mazahir. Imam wrote a letter to Habib, you know, his childhood friend, telling him, you know, how Yazid, you know, vultures were gathering to kill him. This letter shows that there was a strong relationship and connection between Habib ibn Mazahir and, you know, his friend Imam al-Hussein. In the plain of Karbala, Imam al-Hussein was, distributing, this is a very good example, the weapons to all the mujahids. And there was only one spear, you know, left. When someone, you know, asked, "Oh, son of a holy prophet, who is, you know, the last spear for?" So this is a question because people were very much curious to know. There is only one spear left, and Imam kept it for somebody. So Imam simply replied, "This one is for my childhood friend Habib." Just then, you know, Habib, you know, could be seen walking towards, you know, the camp. And Imam al-Hussein, you know, ran forward and, you know, just to greet him with great affection. So it shows that how much Habib was important to Imam al-Hussein. And at this moment, let's listen to a brother, you know, Khalil Jafar. And he needs to say something which is really interesting to know and to hear.
My three-year-old star, what can light the night like your eyes? Oh, my three-year-old moon, what can wash the shadows like your tears? Tonight I heard your voice, my daughter, saying I just want my father. Now I'm here beside you forever. I wanna take you home. Close your eyes, it's time to go. I wanna take you home, my three-year-old hero.
Who is Habib? Habib was a childhood friend of Hussein. He didn't get to know Hussein later on as an adult. From the time he was a child, Habib was in love with Hussein. The Arbab of Aza say that one day when Rasulullah was sitting on the minbar and he saw some children playing, he said to one of his ashab, go bring me that boy there, the son of Madahir. And the man brought Habib to Rasulullah. And Rasulullah took Habib in his arms. He hugged him and he kissed him. And the ashab said, Ya Rasulullah, why? Why this special treatment with the son of Madahir? He said, you did not see what I saw. What did you see, Ya Rasulullah? He said, this boy is truly the Habib of my Hussein. I saw that wherever Hussein was walking, Habib was taking the dust from his feet and wiping it on his head. This young boy is the Habib of my Hussein. You can imagine the love of Habib. When Habib came to Karbala, he was an old man. He said to Imam Hussein, Aba Abdullah, when I see you, I feel young. I feel like a youth. I feel filled with energy and zeal. I want to do jihad. This is what Hussein was to Habib. And the books of Maqtal say that when they would come to the land of Karbala and they saw that there is a small qafila of Hussein in the middle of the desert, they would gallop their horses with speed and force and pound their feet, the hooves of the horses on the ground, just to scare the children of Hussein, to frighten the children and the women. And every time these troops would come beating drums and charging their horses, the children would cry. And at one point, Ummul Masaib, Zainab alayhi salam, came to Hussein. My brother Hussein, all these troops coming, one after another, one after another. Do you not have any Habib who can come to our help? Do you not know anyone who can come to our rescue? But Hussein heard Habib. Yes, I have a Habib, I will write to him. He wrote a letter and sent it with a messenger. Kufa was in a state of fear. There was curfew in Kufa. When this messenger came to Kufa, Habib was having supper with his wife. The door, there was a knock on the door. Habib asked in this state of fear, who is it? And a man whispered, Ana Baridul Hussein. I am the messenger of Hussein. The man, Habib, opened the door. He took the letter. The messenger left. Habib took the letter of Hussein. He placed it on his forehead. He kissed the letter. A letter from the son of Zahra. He has remembered me. My childhood friend has remembered me. Habib opened the letter. What would the letter say? The letter said, Min Hussein ibn Ali ila rajulun faqih Habib ibn Madahir. From Hussein ibn Ali to the erudite, to the learned Habib ibn Madahir. O Habib, I have been surrounded in the desert of Karbala. O Habib, I need your help. Come to me, O Habib, al-ajal, al-ajal. Habib began weeping. His wife came to him, "Oh Habib, what is it that is making you weep?" He said, "I have received a letter from Hussein." He said, "What does the letter say?" She says. He said, "The letter, Hussein has called me for help. Hussein has been surrounded by enemies. Hussein wants me to go and help him." His wife said, "Oh Habib, then what are you thinking?" He said, "I am thinking about you. What will become of you if I go?" Thus his wife stood up and said, "Oh Habib, the son of Zahra is calling you. The son of Mustafa is surrounded and you are concerned about me."
Standing here alone, so far from home, a place where angels cry, while innocent children die. Hussein has said goodbye, praying some of them survive the torture and the heat. They can't bear to watch him leave. They cry out, "Hussein, ya Hussein."
Welcome back to the program. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is To My Brother. And once again, I would like to express my condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein. You know, brothers and sisters, I said that these outstanding characters in the plain of Karbala played a very significant role. And one of many was Habib, the childhood friend to Imam al-Hussein. You know, days and nights, of Muharram passed by, and a fateful day of Ashura came. You know, when it was the morning, call for prayer was done, soldiers, blew the trumpets to start the battle. And one by one, Imam's companion went to the battlefield and gave their lives for Islam. In this period, Habib ibn Mazahir, came to Imam and said, "My master, Ya Hussein, allow me to go to the battlefield. Let me sacrifice my life for Islam." "Habib," this is the answer, this is the reply. "Habib, my childhood friend, stay with me. You give comfort to me, my friend." Imam al-Hussein said this. Habib persisted, with his request. Eventually, Imam al-Hussein gave his permission. Mounted, his friend Habib on the horse. Habib rode into the battlefield. He fought bravely, but was finally overpowered. He fell to the ground. Imam rushed towards him. Habib looked at Imam and said, "Oh, the grandson of the Holy Prophet, please forgive this, humble servant for not being able to give more than this unworthy life for you and the religion of Islam." Imam took, Habib in his arms and, cried, "Oh, my friend, oh, my friend." Habib died, resting, his head on Imam al-Hussein's shoulder. So, the tragedy is really big because later on, an enemy soldier, came over and, cut off his head. And, this is the end of the story of, Habib ibn Mazahir's life and his relationship and connection with Imam al-Hussein. So these personalities, the characters that they possessed, these virtues and virtuous kind of life that they possessed, helped them to walk this path together with Imam al-Shahid. So it shows that these characters, these special characters received a special treatment from Imam al-Hussein. So I think we have to study about these personalities and characters who acted bravely in the plain of Karbala in defending, Ahlul Bayt. So I think this was a great lesson for all of us to learn a lesson from them in order to make our own lives very much virtuous and at one point very much ethical. I think Habib ibn Mazahir is a very good example that we can follow in loyalty and friendship and true connection.
wash away my pains and my fears. After a thousand years, you shine like gold. I don't know why your love never gets old.
Thank you very much for listening to IRB English Radio, the program to my brother. Once again, we would like to express our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein, alayhi salam. Thank you very much for listening. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.
Your love is full of secrets that amaze me. How dwells at hearts that come to you, return happy. After a thousand years, you shine like gold. I don't know why your love never gets old. You're the greatest miracle. Part in the night.